With Radio Cayman Sports, I'm April Cummings. Charlotte Webster, Devontae Howell, and Jordan and Jillian Crooks participated in the opening ceremony for the Olympics today in France. Jordan says he is grateful to represent the Cayman Islands at the Games and is hoping his performance will showcase all the hard work he has put into preparing.
I've done a considerable amount of long course training this season, and I've seen many improvements in my swimming.
As a world champion in short course swimming, Jordan says he is ready to face the best the world has to offer.
When competing against some of the best in the world, I try not to follow storylines or get fazed by whatever other competitors may be doing. It is important to focus on oneself and the mission you set out to accomplish. Reminding myself that I've been able to compete with the best in the world before on this stage always helps.
And for the little swimmers back here at home,
success in this sport does not come easy. It's a hard sport to pursue at the collegiate and ultimately professional level. Have fun with it, but don't underestimate how far it can take you if you apply yourself correctly.
Jordan Crooks will make his Olympic debut in the men's 50-meter and 100-meter freestyle events. His sister Jillian will compete in the women's 100-meter freestyle. Both are swimming on Tuesday. Charlotte Webster, making her Olympic debut in the women's dinghy event, hits the water on Thursday. And Howell will step onto the track for the men's 100-meter dash preliminary round on August 3rd. It is day four of the 3x3 Under-23 Nations League, and it sees the Cayman Islands shine. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin is there.
The 3x3 U23 Nations League tournament was ablaze with excitement on day four as the Cayman Islands teams delivered standout performances that left spectators and opponents alike in awe. The Cayman Islands women's team showcased their best of the tournament against a formidable Chilean squad. Despite the final score favoring Chile at 16-10, Cayman ladies played with extraordinary hustle and flawless execution that won them admiration across the board. Head coach Wendy Manzanares couldn't hide her pride.
Very, very proud of those ladies. Every single day they came out to make some improvements every day. There were improvements every day, and today's adjustments really showed up. We held Chile down. They were down to like 11 points with 3 minutes left in the game. They couldn't reach 21 points for the entire game. It was 16-10, but we played a really, really good game offensively and defensively today. Still some adjustments to make, but we've accomplished our goal in coming here to compete and improve overall.
And our center, she was a huge factor. Both centers were huge factors in today's game. Arlenny Ebanks, she got her point on the stat sheet. That is awesome. How important is her job on the court?
Physically, Arlenny's presence makes a difference. It's very intimidating for some of those players, well-seasoned players from those big-name countries. When they get in there, they're very hesitant to go out with a ball. So Arlenny's presence in itself has made a difference for her team.
Jamie Rankin echoed the same sentiment.
We communicated, we talked, we didn't get frustrated as much. I feel like the defense was very good. It set our offense and...
What do you think sets you guys apart from the other teams?
I would say our speed, or especially today, they didn't see us coming with the aggression. They kind of held off.
What worked well for you guys?
I would say defense, for sure. Defense.
What can we expect in the next game?
More defense, more defense, more defense, more talking, running our plays. I feel like progressing over the games, we got more comfortable with our plays, and that's what's helped us so far.
Not to be outdone, the Cayman Islands men's team also had their moment of glory, taking on the powerhouse Argentina team. The Cayman men exhibited solid defensive communication and fiercely contested the Argentinians in the post. Their newfound confidence from beyond the arc allowed them to display their explosiveness, often blowing past their towering opponents. The final score read 21-14 in favor of Argentina, but it was Cayman's resilience and heart that stole the show. Lance Welcome, the team's top shooter, was instrumental in their offensive success. Okay, Lance, tough loss today, but you guys fought hard, you played well. What did you think of your team chemistry going out there on day four of this tournament?
We felt great. I mean, things went to plan, our plays. We did as we were supposed to do, but we were kind of undersized. We played great defense in the first 5 minutes, but they ended up scoring on us due to their size. One of our best games defensively, but offensively, we just fell a bit short.
The action does not stop here for the Cayman Islands teams. Later this evening, Cayman women will face off against Argentina, aiming to build on their strong performance against Chile. Meanwhile, the Cayman men will take on Chile, looking to harness their momentum and continue showcasing their fighting spirit. As the tournament progresses, the Cayman Islands teams have already made a lasting impression, demonstrating that they are not just participants, but formidable competitors in the 3x3 Under-23 Nations League. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports from Mexico City, I'm Dion Anglin.
Cayman football is going international with the CFU Club Shield Tournament featuring the Caribbean's top domestic league teams. On Sunday at 8 p.m., Scholars International will represent the Cayman Islands at the tournament, placing it in the top 16. They will face the winner of Friday's games between St. Martin and Dominica. Fans can watch live streams of the matches on the CFU's YouTube page, CFU Official, and follow the CFU's social media platforms for updates. CFU Club Shield will continue through August 4th in Curaçao. Local athlete Holly McLean claims victory in the first event of the 2024 Grant Thornton Summer Series. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
The tournament took place over three rounds between the 13th and 20th of July, with a field of top local amateur golfers competing for official world amateur golf ranking points and prizes at the North Sound Golf Club. McLean won the overall division by one stroke over Giles Hobday, finished runner-up. Tracy Moore finished first in the senior division, with Glenna Wewell claiming runner-up position. In the non-ranked division, Todd Purton finished first, with Clark Weatherall taking runner-up. The Cayman Islands Golf Association says it's thrilled to continue the Grant Thornton Summer Series for the third year with the support of Grant Thornton, title sponsor of CIGA. This official World Amateur Golf Ranking Tournament Series offers golfers the opportunity to learn or boost their official ranking and to play in a professional tournament format. I'm Kersley Fuller.
For more information on the Grant Thornton Summer Series or on golf in the Cayman Islands, visit CIGA.ky. And it's a busy weekend for Cayman softball. Game two of the best of three game series for the female softball championships. 3-4-5 Barracudas versus CNB Extreme takes place this Saturday, the 27th of July, at the West Bay Softball Field. 3-4-5 Barracudas took the win for game one. If game three is necessary, it will be played on Sunday, July 28th at 3 p.m. In the men's league, Team Cuba takes on Team Caribeños on Sunday at 1 p.m., followed by a 5 p.m. matchup between Team Nicaragua and Team Colombia. That is your local sports on this Friday. I'm April Cummings.